This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Audrey Santana. Not only are synthetic drugs dangerous, but they can cost a soldier his or her military career. The Department of Defense expanded its urinalysis testing and can now detect synthetic drugs like spice and bath salts. Soldiers can face disciplinary action that could include a discharge if they test positive for these substances. In other news, when it comes to keeping soldiers and local nationals safe, it helps to have a different view on potentially dangerous areas. Staff Sergeant Jose Ibarra reports from Kandahar Province, Afghanistan.
With boots on the ground and eyes in the sky, U.S. soldiers from Combined Task Force Dragoon, along with soldiers from the Afghan National Army, come together. The mission is to inspect and clear an area in Kandahar Province suspected of having possible IEDs. As the convoy moves to the objective, an air support team follows with a bird's eye view of the battlefield and stays in constant communication with Sergeant Brian Thomas.
My job was to coordinate with the aircraft to pass information from myself to them and then back to me. We can't see if we're in the low ground and any imminent danger or threats. They get passed to me and I can pass to my platoon leader. If any threat comes, we're able to either engage it or be able to visually see it with the aircraft from the sky.
You're listening to Soldiers Radio News. In Nangarhar Province, Afghanistan, Afghan National Security Forces are preparing for upcoming elections. Advisors from 2nd Battalion, 30th Infantry Division met with Afghan National Army leaders to discuss the details of Mission Shaheen 25, where security forces established checkpoints near election sites to deter insurgent activity. The mission resulted in 3 checkpoints that create a heightened sense of security for local voters and a stronger bond between coalition forces. That's your Soldiers Radio News.